From there, Harris decided to begin opening contacts with other ship's officers. Some of her former acquaintances in the RSS would still speak to her, she thought, and the sooner she began networking again, the better. Brissom had always been a mixed bar, a place respectable officers of both fleet and civilian ships could eat and drink in proximity, if not friendship. Sometimes it was friendship of sorts. Harris remembered as a young officer being treated to dinner by the captain of a great liner who had owed favors to fleet. Now she was the civilian, finding a table on the civilian side, but not too near the windows. She didn't recognize any of the fleet officers. It didn't matter. Her heart pounded, and she argued it back to a normal rhythm. It really did not matter. She had her ship. She had her place.
Service captain?
Brissom also had human service, unless you requested otherwise. She liked it.
Yes. Main shift menu.
Harris glanced at the display, flinched inwardly at the prices, and chose a simple meal from among the day's specials.
Harris!
She looked across to the tables kept by tradition for fleet officers. A woman a few years her junior waved at her. She had clearly just walked in. Constanza Daltini, she remembered. The man with her gave Harris an uncertain look. Who would that be, she wondered. Constanza always had someone. Harris grinned and nodded, but didn't rise. She couldn't appear too eager. Besides, Constanza had curiosity enough for the whole intelligence department. After a quick conversation with her table partner, she came over to Harris. The man sat down alone, looking grumpy.
Oh, I hated that you're out. It had to be a frame-up. Rumor says Admiral Lipescu. Was it?
I can't talk about it.
Not even to me?
Not even to you. But thanks for coming over.
Word is you got amnesty. You and all the rest.
That are alive.
Until she said it, Harris had not expected to say that, or with that bitterness. But that was Constanza's effect on most people.
Ah, so that's why you're not coming back?
Connie, I've got a cushy job working for a very rich old lady in a beautiful yacht. Why should I come back and get myself in more trouble?
You'll get yourself in trouble, Harris, wherever you are. It's your nature. Perhaps the one thing you inherited from your family. Hey, what do you think of him?
Him had to be the man at the table, now pointedly ignoring them.
He's handsome. Not my type, though.
He's an exec on a heavy cruiser.
That was explanation enough. Harris could read her insignia and knew from experience what limited facilities escorts had. Besides, cruiser duty helped more at promotion time than it was supposed to. Constanza still hadn't made subcommander and had only one more board to do it.
Good luck, Connie.
Harris meant it. Constanza was a good officer whose slow promotion had more to do with her tactlessness than anything that mattered.
Don't queer your chances by hanging around with me.
I'm not. I'll just tell him you're involved with something you can't talk about.
And she was gone, with a last grin and wave. Harris wanted to wring her neck and felt a moment of compassion for those officers who had given her less than stellar fitness reports. The rest of her meal passed without incident. She reviewed her personal finances with a link to her banker and discovered that Cecilia had indeed transferred her salary to her account, a quarter's worth. She called up her investment files and allowed herself to order an expensive dessert in celebration. Her guesses had once more outperformed the market as a whole.
This is Amelie.
Amelie looked nervous, as well she might. Harris had reviewed her records, and she was nowhere near as qualified as Brigdis Serkin. Moreover, her credentials, such as they were, overlapped an area Harris had filled with her former crewmates. She didn't really need a third-rate engineering technician. But she did need a superb navigator, if she could keep her.
Amelie Irulan. And you're considering small ship work, too?
Amelie was smaller and rounder than Serkin.
Since Brigdis found this, and she likes it. But we quite understand if you don't have an opening in engineering.
You have a minor in environmental systems.
Yes, ma'am, but I'm not really...
She didn't have to say that. Her test scores showed it. She had barely made the lower limit of certification. Harris wished the scores would go up by themselves.
You've applied to other places, of course.
I talked to the same agency Brig used. They said to talk to you.
They had said, no doubt, that someone with her scores could whistle for a job, and she'd better start doing it. Linked with Sirkin, she might get a job, but more likely they'd both fail.
You do understand that your scores aren't very good.
Oh, yes, but I'm just not very good at tests. I know more than that, really. Brig can tell you.
Sirkin flushed. In the months under Harris's command, she had continued to develop in her field, and contact with other ship's officers at Cerealis had shown her how much more was possible. Whatever she had thought of Amelie's ability earlier, now she knew better. Harris noted the flush.
Sirkin has been aboard more than a standard year now. Your scores are your best witness. Test anxiety, you say? Didn't you ever take the Portland treatments?
Well, yes, ma'am, but I was just so busy sometimes, you know? Working part-time,
She had not worked part-time for the first 2 years, and her scores had been no better then. Sirkin, whose record also showed employment during school, had finished in fewer terms with top scores. Either ability or effort was missing here. Harris wasn't sure which.
Sirkin's an outstanding junior officer, as I'm sure you know. If it weren't for that, I wouldn't be considering your application. I've got a full crew in engineering, and while I could use someone in environmental, I don't want slackers. I won't tolerate anything but excellence.
The tension around the young woman's eyes said it all, as far as Harris was concerned. This one didn't want to work that hard, and would always find excuses for herself. Too bad for Sirkin. Irresponsibility made for bad lovers as well as bad shipmates. But she would give it a try for the time they'd be on station, just in case.
I can understand that, ma'am, but...
Tell you what. According to the owner, we're going to be here a while, doing some work on the yacht. I'll hire you as general labor, mostly environmental work, some power plant engineering, on a 30-day temp contract. You and Sirkin can job hunt together in your off-shift time. If you satisfy me and don't find something you like better, I may offer you a longer contract then, but I won't promise anything. How's that?
That didn't satisfy Amelie, though she forced a smile, but Sirkin was relieved. She had clearly expected refusal.
We'll be installing quite a bit of replacement electronics, and a new backup set of power plant control systems. The environmental system was overhauled thoroughly only a few months ago, but given the state of the former system, I want a complete baseline calibration.
Yes, ma'am.
Sirkin, take her over to engineering and introduce her to Haidar. He's the environmental first, Irulan. I'll post the relevant orders on the comp for him.
Amelie started to open her mouth.
Thank you, ma'am.
Sirkin pulled her friend along by the arm. Harris shook her head once they were out of sight. What a shame that a brilliant young person like Sirkin had fallen for a loser. She was sure Amelie was a loser. She had seen too many of that type.